Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name above every name, the glorious, majestic name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as I was in prayer before coming on the broadcast, and for those of you who heard yesterday's broadcast, you know I'm beginning to minister on the subject of praise, the power of praise. And while if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, that's something as a subject you perhaps are very familiar with, but the problem is we're very familiar, we hear about it, but how often do we do it? Are we really like David, who could say, I will bless the Lord at all times, His praise shall continually be in my mouth? Now, of course, we cannot be literally singing and praising God continually with our mouth, but our heart can have an attitude of praise and worship. We can continually be in communion with the Lord, even if we are active about our daily duties and responsibilities and activities. Why? Because it's a heart connection. It's where we're at with our will and with our mind. We want to stay connected with the Lord. And so, although we cannot be continually singing and praising God, within our hearts we are making melody to the Lord because we love Him and because praise is the most perfect form and expression of faith, because it is saying, Lord, I trust you. Lord, in spite of what it looks like, Lord, in spite of how the enemy may be fighting, you are my God. You will fight my battles for me. I will stand still and see the salvation of my God. And so that's something we can never be reminded of enough. We need to be able to praise the Lord so much more so as we see the darkness of the hour upon us. And before I came on the broadcast, I was thinking of that beautiful closing statement of the prophet Habakkuk in the third chapter, as desolate, as foreboding as the future looked for the prophet and for the people of God. In verse 17, he declared, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Pretty desolate. Yet, he goes on, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. This is such an important truth for us today. The Lord is my strength. We can't face the hours in which we're living in our own strength. He goes on to say, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places. Praise God. Beloved, that's what God is going to do for us today. We just have to purpose it. We just have to desire it, and He will accomplish it. Lord, we come to you now, your people, and Father, we desire to be as David, who was able to praise the Lord continually, that we were able to magnify you no matter what our circumstances. Father, we thank you that you are in your heavens, you are in your sanctuary, you are on your throne, and the heavens are filled with your glory. The earth is filled with the glory of the Lord. All nature declares the wonders of our God. And Father, we are your handiwork, and we will come before you today with thanksgiving in our hearts. We'll enter your courts with praise, and we will extol you, Lord, that you are God of our lives. You are in control. You're in control of the world events, and Father, you've numbered the very hairs of our head. And so we bless you for your faithfulness, and we praise you, Lord, as we draw nigh to you in these few moments we have together, Lord, that the praise of God will be in our hearts, on our lips, in our minds, and we will never forget to be able to thank you, God, for your mercy and faithfulness to us in the name of Jesus. And beloved, I believe as these times grow darker, we're going to be able to praise God as we never have before. And I believe that his presence will be in our midst, around us. His thick presence will be felt. And as I've known so many years ago in the services that we used to have, the very presence of God caused people to be healed. No one even had to lay hands on them. People will repent of their sins, and they will receive Christ as their personal Savior. Oh, we've all heard testimonies of that, where the presence of God could be so strong, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit so tangibly felt that people didn't even wait for a prayer line. They ran to the altar to repent of their sins and to come back to God, the backsliders. So, beloved, as we go on and consider and contemplate this beautiful privilege we have of praise, and I can remember when I was young in the Lord, while especially those who have a call of God on your life and know that God has given ascension gift ministries to the body of Christ, apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, those ministries are all going to pass away. When we're with the Lord, we're not going to need prophets anymore. we're not going to need evangelists anymore. Amen. But we will never, ever be free or be not activated and active in the ministry of praise and worship. That is what is going on in heaven continually and will be our joy and our portion through all the ages of eternity. And so it's important that we understand what praise is. Now we can adore God, we can honor God, we can worship God in our heart. But praise, by very definition, is the act of ascribing to God his unspeakable worth in active physical expression of our being. It is vocal. It is verbal. It is something that we can do with our mouth. It's the action of glorifying God. Psalm 147, 12 to 14 states, "Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he strengthened the bars of thy gates." He will do that to us today as we praise him. He will strengthen you in your inner man. "He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders and filleth thee with the finest of wheat." Beloved, there is a time coming in which we will shorten our petitions and lengthen our praise. We live in such a time, beloved. Praise the Lord. Some of you say to yourself, well, you know, you don't have a voice and you can't praise God like others around you. Well, you know what? God is not interested in the quality of your voice. He's interested in your heartfelt love toward him. God revealed himself to a shepherd boy by the name of David. He kept his father's sheep. He thought about trees and fields, the environment in which he lived, the pastoral setting that he had as his daily responsibilities. But God came to him and showed him things that were in the heavenlies. God anointed his eyes to see the King of Glory. And he was astonished when he saw the throne of God on a mountain of earth, on Mount Zion. Now think about this. Beloved, from the day of Moses and the tabernacle, that heavenly pattern that God showed to Moses, and there was a tabernacle in the wilderness that was built and went with the children of God, the people at that time had considered that the throne of God was on the mercy seat above the Ark of the Covenant. And now it was possible for God to be putting his throne upon a mountain in Jerusalem. David believed what God told him. And beloved, that is what is going to be happening in the very near future. We are just getting these messages all the time, the prophetic voice to the body of Christ. in local services and in YouTube and other settings where the Spirit of the Lord is telling His people that He is returning shortly. And we need to be ready. We need to be prepared because Jesus is coming back to this earth. And when He sets His feet upon the Mount of Olives again, there will be a great earthquake, and He will vanquish His enemies, and He will set up His throne in Jerusalem, and all the nations of the earth will come to serve and worship Him, as is described through the prophets in the Bible. And this will last for 1,000 years, and then, to me, I don't know about you, but to me it seems unbelievable when peace reigns and when there is no lack, yet Satan will be released and there will be some nations that will gather together to fight against the Lord and His anointed. And at that point in time, fire will fall from heaven and Satan and his co-workers will be literally confined for all eternity to the lake of fire, and God will create a new heaven and a new earth. And so God will always dwell with His people. So this is reason to praise God, that God is going to dwell with His people. And it may be hard for you to believe that God's really going to fill you to overflowing. He's going to fill His church with such power in glory. If He did it with the early church, He is surely going to do it now. Some weeks ago, I preached in our local church about new wine. He's going to cause the wine of His Spirit to be administered to His people. I was preaching on the first miracle at Canaan. He had those water pots filled to the full with water, and He changed it to new wine. Believe God, beloved, when He reveals it to you, you're going to see it and you will rejoice in it. And you'll be able to say with a whole new understanding, praise the Lord. Just as the governor of the feast said, you've saved the best wine until last. I believe He's saving the best for the last. And we are privileged to be alive in this generation and in this hour to see it. Hallelujah. Well, I'm still just sort of getting into the message, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. In a moment, our announcer will give our contact information. And I do want to thank you, UCM Partners. We really need your prayer support. We need to see God through us through this very difficult time. It's a difficult time in the lives of many of UCM Partners and God's people in general. But we are looking to the Lord as our provider. Thank you for joining me. I love you. I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,